If I can have your attention here in the media center, we will go ahead and start our post-race media availability for the sixth annual Lilly Diabetes 250 here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're joined by our third-place finisher, Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 discount tire Ford for Team Penske. And Joey, interesting race out there, a lot of lead changes, a lot of different leaders. What was it like from your perspective to get out on the track and compete with this new package?
Well, the package was really interesting. He had the race really smart. You know, for us, we may not have the fastest discount tire Ford, so I had a good restart early in the race and was able to get some track position. And then, you know, our pit crew and everyone did a great job at maintaining that track position and just had to be smart on restarts and know when to race guys and when to just keep momentum, because if you start losing momentum, you lose 5-6 spots. So just being smart inside the car was I guess, key. Just wanted a faster car. That would have been key to do that, to go up there and race with those guys. And I thought I may have had something for him for a little bit, but just lost the turn there at the end and started getting tight and lost touch of the two leaders. I wanted to stay up there to at least give Paul a good enough push that maybe he can get next to William there and do something, and then maybe I can sneak by both of them. That was my only hope at that point, but I lost touch of him.
Okay, we will go ahead and open the floor for questions. We'll start here with Jerry and work our way around.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Joey, with the air ducts or what are on the cars, could you? What was it like from your perspective? How do you think the cars handled, and what did you notice throughout the race?
Yeah, they're slow. You got a restrictor plate on them. You got a lot of drag. You're kind of going down the straightaway like, man, where's the end of it? But the cars get such a big run down the straightaway. You know, it's pretty amazing. But there's still that bubble kind of between cars that the cars kind of stop and they stall out for the most part. Sometimes you can get a good enough run to make the move, but it's tough.
Okay, we'll go to Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Dodgers. With this package seeming like it was a success, would you advocate something like this in the Cup Series potentially for next season?
Let's one hour at a time here. I'm still trying to get ready for qualifying here in about 10 minutes, so I haven't really took the time to digest everything that happened and to watch the race. My view is not as large as what some of you guys have in here.
Any additional questions for Joey?
Thanks, guys.
Joey, good luck today.